Kate. If you're not familiar with PHII, we're a nonprofit affiliated with Emory University. We work with CDC. We work with funding from CDC and also some private sources and collaborate with CSDE and the other public health associations on informatics issues, including EHR data for cardiovascular disease surveillance. In particular, we're working with the CDC Million Hearts program and Hillary Wall and Jennifer Foltz there at CDC. So it's great news, right? There's everybody's got EHRs now. That's fantastic. But there's been quite a bit of public health benefit to that. But for the most part, most public health agencies still don't have access to sub-county level chronic disease indicators, and one of those indicators that there's a tremendous amount of interest in is cardiovascular disease. So through the Million Hearts program, it has partnered with us to collaborate with some of the leading state and local agencies who are doing work in this area, and develop material to help out the other public health agencies who need that help. So we've been working in this EHR-based surveillance area for a while now, and you can envision a handful of patterns emerging, and this is one framework we've developed to help us think through some of these concepts. So the two dimensions here are whether or not the information is being pushed from a clinical setting to a public health department, or whether the health department's reaching in with some kind of query and pulling the data out of a clinical setting. And then intersecting that push or pull could be grabbing or receiving an individual case report on a specific patient, or it could be aggregated data might observe more privacy requirements. And there's a few examples for each one of those. There's also what my colleague Bill Brand likes to call a collaborative model. It's more about information sharing than bits and data elements moving back and forth, but I'll mention that in a little bit more detail in a moment. So I wanted to just briefly mention a couple of these patterns in particular. You're probably familiar with electronic case reporting. That's an extremely interesting and hot topic right now. Probably a little bit more associated with infectious disease reporting, but some jurisdictions are looking at this pattern for chronic disease and whether or not they might be able to get individual case report type messages to feed some type of registry. In the interest of time, I'm just going to keep moving on, but you can do your homework if you want the details on this. Another model is the distributed query model, which represents that aggregate poll. This requires a lot of these all require a lot of collaboration between a public health agency and clinical partners. This particular model requires a shared technical infrastructure, where each clinical partner has got a dedicated data repository set up within their firewall. And on the public health side, there's an Epi or somebody who's authorized to send a query, and the technical framework then sends that query to wherever it needs to go. Then the results come back from each individual practice and get aggregated on the public health side. References there if you want details. So I was going to ask for a quick show of hands, but I'm just going to keep moving on. There's one more data format you ought to be familiar with. It's called electronic clinical quality measures. It's similar. It's an HL7 standard. It's part of the clinical document architecture, but it's designed for healthcare providers to meet their reporting requirements, typically to CMS. But some public health folks are figuring out how we might use this data for surveillance. A few indicators in particular that are of interest: your basic prevalence rate, There's two of those ECQM, electronic clinical quality measures, related to there's a handful, but there's two in particular that we're working with Million Hearts and other partners to explore whether or not a patient had the percentage of patients with their hypertension under control, and then there's also this notion of undiagnosed hypertension, which is a little bit more nebulous and something many are trying to sort through. So there's also this notion of collaborative information sharing. And here, I'll start with the bad news. You're not going to get your data. But the good news is you would be provided with some type of view into the data, some type of permission to look at analytics and reports that someone else is generating on your behalf, perhaps, depending on the level of collaboration you have with them. So it could be an HIE. And they've got all the data you're looking for. They've got all the tools you wish you had. They can create your reports, perhaps, if depending on what kind of relationship you have with them. So this is an emerging model I think we're starting to see. So thank you very much.